Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after 7 years. That's what he goes there for. To unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and flee.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. How are you?
Fantastic. It's my favorite Tuesday of the month.
It is. Mine, too. I always like the different announcements and when you come on the air with me.
Yeah, well, you only got an hour. And
well,
I will try not
technically.
To I'll try not to talk about Bigfoot tonight to take up any more of your time. So we will.
Fonda. Well, no, we have about
we can dive right in.
We have, We got 55. We got 54 minutes and 58 seconds left, if you want me to be exact.
Okay. So, and you're on Facebook as well. Is that correct?
I am. And Facebook, can you hear me okay? Is there any lagging or anything? Because, you know, that used to be a pain in the butt.
There's a little lagging, but either that or I've gotten used to it, so it's not bad.
Hi, Wanda. Okay, I can't stand the lag time. So before we get into paranormal stuff, can we talk a little bit about Powhatan Resort, please? Can you, like, because I really had a good time with that last night. I mean, I had so much fun. Like, I'm going to have to go back there and do that again.
Right. I've been telling you.
Yeah.
I tell everybody for, like, the past 5 years that I've been going, but take out about a year and a half due to COVID.
Right.
You know, you've heard me talk about it a lot in the past, and you've always said, you know, I just need to get there, and I need to get there. And really, it's become an afterthought because of them being closed for so long that
right.
I kept, you know, messaging David Flowers, who runs the ghost tour there. Hey, when is it going to open up? When is it going to open up? He will tell you how many times I messaged him. And then finally he gave me the green light saying that it was going to be in June. And, of course, so he's, you know, they've been doing it for a couple of months now again, which is really great. But I always felt like it's just one of my favorite places to go. Now, I think it's because I love Williamsburg, but also
right.
it's just a different perspective. It's not a full fledged investigation. It's a good ghost tour, but you get to see it with, like, people bring their families to the resort, and it's something
right.
for the kids to do. And I know that can be annoying sometimes because a lot of times people don't take it seriously, but it is fun to see people for the very first time experience something maybe paranormal. And
right.
I don't know how many people
yeah.
were with you last night, but I remember right before everything got shut down, this was probably October or November of 2019, and 2 years. And
right.
He had 48 people
yes.
in a tour. And that is unheard of. In fact,
yeah,
it was standing room only.
Yeah, that's what it was last night. It, you know, and this is for people because I got people on Facebook that probably have never done any type of paranormal investigations. The Powhatan Resort, it's just, hi, David, he's on too, so that's awesome. It's
okay.
really cool because you get the experience from a paranormal investigator's view, but you also get to use the equipment towards the end after the tour, and he uses the equipment during the tour, and that's what makes it so cool. And what I liked the most about it was just seeing the kids. It wasn't – they were just having such a good time. Now, I don't know if there's an age limit. I know with some places they have an age limit, so I don't know. If there's not, that's great. But I enjoyed watching the kids, I think, because they just, you know, were asking questions. They were, you know, handling – one little kid was with a K2 meter, and he was just having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, my
daughter –
no
minimum age. Okay, good.
My daughter, that was the first place that she had ever gone to – on a ghost tour and investigated with me, and we got some stuff, you know, the very first time that she went with me, and so that really, she was fascinated by that. I can remember
yeah.
we captured an EVP there, and you know, as a paranormal investigator, everybody goes through this. Sometimes you can get hours and hours of audio recording. You've got to listen to it. And I would put it in the car and go down the road with it. And since she lived far enough away from me, I could get in a good hour of listening time. And she would fall asleep. But one time we're going down the road and I'm like listening really intently. She pops up out of her chair and she goes, "Did you hear that?" And I was like, "Wait, I thought you were asleep." She goes, "No, I heard that." And she made me replay it. And she caught it before I did. And she said, "That is so cool." You know, I don't mm-hmm. think she had taken it all that seriously up until that point.
Right.
But, you know, David has a really good approach to teaching about paranormal. Doesn't mm-hmm. try to sway people one way or the other.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of, for those that love.
You feel
for
very
those that love the history, there's a lot of history there. And not just in that house, on those grounds, that whole people got to realize, let me backtrack a little bit. I'll explain a little bit about it.
Okay.
You know, it's owned by Diamond Resorts. And if you go to their main webpage and you look up locations, there's a couple of places in Virginia, and one of them is the called the Powhatan Plantation in Williamsburg.
Right.
And it is a timeshare hotel complex spread out over many acres, and seems to be a beautiful piece of property. I've seen it during the day, but you know, at night it's pretty cool too. And I know a lot of families go there, and there's in a typical year, you know, you've got a big, nice pool, you've got playgrounds, you've got tennis courts, you got all kinds of activities there. It's just really seems like a nice place. And, you know, Williamsburg is drawing people from,
everything.
From New York, all over the country, people want to come to Williamsburg. And that's one of the places that they will come and stay, which just so happens to be right in the part of the property is the manor house. And the manor house not only has a lot of history, but those grounds do too. Revolutionary War, Civil War, Indian War. I don't know if David had, you know, I think there's so much history, sometimes I would probably forget to tell everybody about everything. But one of the cool
right.
things is, you know, one time we were discussing about there's one grave right there beside the property, but we know that there was a large graveyard on that property, and you know, we believe that it was they built the tennis courts right over top of it. Now, back when that happened, is they didn't have to actually remove the graves. They just could remove the headstones. And as that got plowed over and then eventually tennis courts put over top of it, there's a good chance that there's a graveyard up underneath those tennis courts. And I don't want to say that, but you know, it's a very good possibility that's where the graveyard exists. So that whole property that tennis courts are right behind the manor house. And so that whole garden complex and that whole area out there, I've seen the videos that I think they're on YouTube maybe on David's page, where the playground, where there's the swings, and it's at night, and one swing is swinging and the other one is not. So that wouldn't be saying that it was a big breeze that came by and blew that
right.
around. You know, if both of them would be moving, but one is stationary and one is moving. And then the cool reports of the guests that have stayed there and what they've experienced and what they've seen continue to come in, and the security know all about it and they hear about it on a regular basis, I'm sure. And not only that property, but the properties that bounce up against that are full of activity as well. But it's pretty cool that you can go to this place. You don't have to stay there overnight. You just have to reserve a spot by calling the activities desk. And you got to go through a guard gate. You tell them there you're there for the ghost tour. And they will point you in the right direction, and you go in, and they'll have your name on the list, and you can pay at that point. And then you walk on over to the manor house and typically wait outside until David's ready to start his tour. And so I've been doing it for a few years, and I always go back. Because it's a fun place, and it's one of the very first places that I cut my teeth on the paranormal, and
right.
I had experiences. And if you go to the Virginia Paranormal Events page, the cover page, the picture, the main picture that I have on there was taken on the second floor of the manor house, and it shows a dark figure in the doorway that was taken. Right before a tour was to begin, I had gone upstairs with David's permission to be able to just take some pictures. And I typically take pictures in the dark and then go home the next day and lighten them up on my computer to see if there's anything there. And
right.
So I'm taking usually pictures in the dark and can't see what I'm taking pictures of if I remember to take the flash off. And then that's what I captured. Of course, I was stunned when the next morning I'm going through the hundreds of pictures I had taken the night before, and I see that, and I lightened it up in so many ways, of course, right before that I had heard something coming from the upstairs stairway down. I heard something coming down the steps. Now I did not, that spooked me out more than I want to let on to believe, but I was soon hitting downstairs after I had heard that, because I was like, I'm not going to stick around and find out what that is, because nobody's up on the floor above me. That's
right.
Closed off and no one's allowed up there. And it was only David and I in the entire house anyway. So what I captured on with my camera is really kind of hard to tell what it is, other than I've done some height measurements while I've gone back, and it stands between 4 and 5 feet tall. So I'm not sure if that means that it's childlike, and some people have said it's a demon, and I never thought it was a demon or anything like that, because I've never felt that type of presence in that building.
Mm-mm.
I've always felt that there was history there and those that
right.
had lived there, but I never felt anything that was threatening or evil in that house.
Right.
And actually, there aren't any stories of anything really bad happening in that house. So it's not like...
Right.
Everybody had been murdered in there or anything like that we know of. The picture that he captured, David had captured outside in the back, or that was sent to him. I can't remember which. It's a silhouette picture of a figure against that white side of that building, and it looks very similar, I mean, to my picture. It's kind of the same type of kid and stuff like that. I'm not saying it's the same, but it's odd that I believe he showed me that picture the night I had taken that picture, but it had been taken before that. And then for me to get back and take a picture, or it was either vice versa. Both those pictures came about close to about the same time. It's a really cool place to visit. And yes, you do get to, after he gives a great tour, then you do get to use equipment after that to investigate. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times with families, parents want to get their kids back and get them bed. So it empties out pretty quick, gives you a chance to sit around.
Last night we had a blast. I met a couple of families there, and so I just ended up running equipment with one other family that had happened to drop their child off at Christopher Newport University, and they wanted to stay close, so they were staying at the resort, and they were actually from Manassas, so it was really nice to, you know, meet them. And then I had met another couple, and they were really nice as well, and they weren't from our area either, but they came out, you know, that we're just staying within that area, saw the ghost tour and decided to do it. So it was just really, really a neat experience. But it's to my understanding too that paranormal teams can come in there and investigate as well. It's just a little, of course the fees are higher, but they can investigate the manor house as well.
Yeah. Like I said, David is probably the one to speak with about that.
Yeah.
I know that we have talked about doing a lot of different things as far as maybe doing an investigation there with select people. And certainly I'd be willing to put up, you know, my share of the money to do something like that. And then we've also talked about maybe an event of some sort. And I don't want to ever steal his thunder because I think he's been on your show before. And if not, he will be. So, you know, if there's a chance that maybe like a Paracon or something to that effect can be done there. Those tend to bring in a lot of new guests and new people. So the resort probably, you know, may be interested in something like that. But as far as the property goes, the property is active too, you know, outside of the house. There are people that have seen things and we're talking about back quite a ways from the house with all the things that have gone on in that area. And it's it's a really wonderful place.
I had a good time. I'm hoping you and I could get together and go to that together one day.
Yeah, I want to know what your comments, what your feeling was on things that were going on there and how he did it and, you know, all the it's always, like I said, it's always fun to see new people that experience things, especially the young kids, if they take it seriously and they're not cracking up and stuff. I've been there when there have been serious people there, and that can be fun, but, it, you know, as long as everybody's respectful and listen and participate. This place has a lot to offer.
It does, and the tour.
I don't know if anybody's listening has had a chance to go. You know, I tell you how I found out about it was, I believe it was in listed in an article, or something that maybe somebody had put on TripAdvisor or something like that, and someone had said, hey, you know, they do a ghost tour at this place. And then that's how I kind of checked into it and found out about it. But now, you know, they can't promote this, I don't think. The, you know, Diamond Resorts won't promote it, but word of mouth, and, you know, and I'll continue to do that until I'm told not to. Certainly, I have a lot of respect for that company. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do something I'm not supposed to do. But,
exactly, yeah.
You know, I can tell you what I've done and what I've enjoyed, and I'm glad you finally had the chance to go and see it for yourself. It's a lot of fun. I know I've had people contact me now and say, oh, I've got to go. I got to do that.
Yeah, I had a really, really, like I said, I had a good time. I did have a couple experiences there. I noticed that when he was doing his presentation, David Flower said, I'll never tell you not to. I'm glad you're still on, because, you know, we're sitting here talking about you. So I hope that we're okay. I hope we're okay doing that. I just had such a good time. I mean, I really did. I had a couple of experiences there. You know, I felt like somebody had touched my arm or just rubbed their hand upon my arm upstairs. But I also felt like they kind of know when somebody like me comes into a building and it's like, oh, well, we're not going to talk to her right now. We're not going to kind of show her right now. We have to wait for her to come back. I got that kind of feeling, like, you know, she's a first time person here. Oh, well, we'll have a black, we'll get to know her a little bit better later is what I picked up on. But I did notice that when he was doing his original, the very first part of his tour, not outside but inside, there was a woman that was standing. Thank you. There was a woman that was standing in behind him, and then she kind of turned around and went upstairs and then went, you know, because the way the staircase goes is she went upstairs and then went into the first, I guess, room. There to the right is where she went in at. So it was that I found fascinating in the dining room area upstairs. I know there's something there. I mean, I know there's stuff all over the place, but it was a very, 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 very strong sense of energy there. And then when I started running equipment, it was like, oh, you know, I'm going to leave now. So it left, you know, that energy left. But initially I felt it on that second floor in the dining room. Like I said, when me and another family, we were in there doing it together, it was like, okay, we're going to get up and move over here. And then when I went to the other room, it was like, okay, we're going to get up and move over here. It was just wild to me. And we were running Necrophonics last night, and I had asked about the bodies, and a man came on and said, dead bodies. And I mean, it's on my body cam. So I'm just like going, oh my God. Oh my God. So David walked in. I said, somebody just said dead bodies, you know, but I want to go back. This won't be my last time there. I had a really good time. I just, you know, if you have not been to that ghost tour yet, you need to go. I mean, for real, you really do. 'Cause he does an excellent presentation on equipment, and it's not, it's the basic equipment that a person needs if they're going to start off doing ghost hunting. It's just basic equipment, you know, and I'm not going to get into what he introduces, but it is really cool. Like I said, I had a blast. So we'll have to pick a day that we want to go together.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I had already told Debbie that, you know, I was going to drag her along too. And this was weeks ago. And I can't wait. Actually, I'm waiting for a weekend to kind of free up. I don't know if I can do it in a week because of the travel time and getting up so early the next morning. But
right.
You know, hey, it's a great location. I just was there any place in particular in the house that you felt it more active than any other place in the house?
The dining room, upstairs to the left is where I just felt something, just the energy shifted. there for me. That's where I really wanted to go when I honed in on that room. I don't know why I was drawn to that particular room, but I was really drawn to that room. So I don't.
The room directly across from that is the room that, or those rooms, both those rooms, are where I've gotten all my activity. Definitely the upstairs. There is a basement, but you can't go down. You can't see that on the tour,
right?
For safety reasons, but. David will tell you it's really active down there, too.
In the dining room, in the dining room, it was hard for me to tell whether it was a female or a male in that area. I just know that it was an energy of some sort, and it was stronger than the other stuff that I was feeling outside of that room. So it didn't show whether it was a male or female, but if I get more familiarized when I go there. But, the whole energy shifted in that particular room. So, and I felt more child presences than anything.
Yes. So I got a sense upstairs that there's a strong female lady of the house that is very strong and stern, and she kind of likes to keep order, and when kids are being kids, that's when she gets mad and upset and that may be the main lady of the house that actually had a lot of kids there, and how stern she had to be. So when kids are acting up today, that may cause her to be, make her presence known. That's what I have experienced. I also got the name, Thompson. And that was a entity or someone in the house that maybe was down, maybe down in the basement, or maybe it's the person that maybe has been responsible for touching females when they are in the house. David had told me one time his wife, who had a lot of experiences after she had worked there, that that she had been, I guess, had been groped by a presence, and it could be the same one, but hour here, but I think if anybody wants to know more about it, certainly contact me or Jerry and we can point you in the right direction. And if
we'll
you get a chance,
we'll point you right in the direction of David Flowers.
Right. And or contact David Flowers. So what I definitely need to do is take like a week's vacation and spend it in Williamsburg, and so that I can hook up with Denny O'Rourke and do his tour there in Williamsburg, and see a bunch of other stuff while I'm all down there. So it's fun. There's a lot of things that are getting ready to pop up. I've got an event this weekend in Smithfield at the park there. And that's a Flew Mary promotional event that has some guys from the Ghost Hunters show going to be there. and that event is now sold out. But isn't there an event coming up at the cabin on 360?
There, we have an event coming up September 25th. Is there one? I don't think there's one sooner than that.
Is that the one with the...
That's going to be with the world's largest ghost hunt.
World's largest ghost, right, okay.
Yeah.
There's so many things going on that night that I wish I could just kind of like get the party bus and hit one place after the other that night. I haven't signed up for anything that night.
Yeah, I think what's really cool about that is that, you know, you can go to an area that's close to you and attend the world's largest ghost hunt. You can either go to the Cabin on 360 in Mechanicsville. David Flowers, I thought, mentioned something last night about it. I know he'll put it in the comments. DC has talked about something coming up with the world's largest ghost hunt. So different, I guess, counties, well, what, how do I want to put it, districts, if you will, are having their own thing. So it's really cool. And I also found out last night that, just so you'll know, there is a historical tour the first Friday of every month at the Diggs House in Yorktown.
Oh, really?
Tickets are $10. So that has started. It's a history/ghost tour. And David says they are having an event as well. That's at the Manor House, right? They're having an event
on the
25th as well. David just came on and said they're having an event that night too. So, you know, I know we talked about it last night. I just don't want to put wrong information out there about location, but he's going to have an event there. So, but what's cool is that you can go to the different parts. Yes, at the Manor House, there'll be an event on the 25th. Thank you, the 25th. So you just got all different areas. You know, you just need to, they need to all go on your page really to get the different, you know, events. But I was tickled when I got a message last night from Celeste in regards to a history/ghost tour happening at the Diggs House. Tickets are $10. That tour starts at 6 o'clock, but it is not for children that are 12 and below. It's 12 and above. Just to let you know that, because that hasn't been put on your page or anything, because I think she hasn't been posting those events, but she told me that I could when I asked her permission today. So I'll be posting that to my page and your page. So it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I love Yorktown, and and it's a really hidden gem. It doesn't get its due respect, but there's got to be more places that open up, you know?
Yeah, you're right. But David's going to have his event the 25th, so I wish I could split myself up in two ways.
It's interesting that the Friday night before that, I'm doing the USS Wisconsin in Norfolk that night with Haunted Nights Paranormal is putting on an event, part of, in coordination with Dinner with a Ghost Promotions.
Nice.
Not that they're serving dinner. It's just that's the name of the promotional group. They're the ones that John Cushman, who runs the Octagon House in Withfield, they're all in Gettysburg doing the Gettysburg Bash, and also then Haunted Nights turns around and does the inn at Purr Ridge in Gettysburg next weekend, I believe. But when I had the chance to do the USS Wisconsin, I had to sign up and do it. I had missed out a couple of times prior. This came open. I'm doing it. And then guess who I had to tell about it to coordinate some dates? I had to tell my sister. And so now Donna has bought her ticket, and she's going to be going with me. And so now, as long as she behaves herself, I'll be able to bring her back on another event in the future. But
so funny.
She always swears that if you want to make sure that you have a dull evening and nothing happens, just bring her along. And as far as ghost hunting, I was like, no, it's not you. Believe me, it's a lot of sitting.
Has she been to the manor house? Has she been there?
Oh, yeah, she's been.
I think Donna, even though she doesn't do, like, the paranormal research like you do, you know what I mean? She's like, she'll go. But I think that she would be a blast to have on the show.
Yeah,
okay, here, Cricket.
Well, she's done some investigations, with me at the Exchange Hotel. She hasn't done anything recent, but I said, sure, come along. She got real excited about the Wisconsin. She was like, oh, I'd love to do a battleship. So we signed up, and that is right there, in downtown Norfolk, part of, they run tours during the day, just regular history tours inside that. And then at night, we've got it. It's going to be actually they're going to do it Friday and Saturday night. I'm just going to do Friday night. That's going to free me up to do something Saturday night as well. Speaking of the Exchange, Haunted Nights is putting on an event there on September 4th, and I think there's still tickets available for that event, but that will sell out because the Exchange Hotel is a very popular place.
Mm-hmm.
It's close enough to Richmond, close enough to Charlottesville. It's still centrally located, but it happens to be one of the most haunted places in America, not just Virginia, but in America. It's very well known nationally, and because of its importance, not only with the Civil War, but there's just been a lot of the popular ghost teams that are on TV have come there and all experienced stuff. I remember the first time I took a tour there, regular history tour. They do a self-guided tour, and I, walked through it all by myself during the day, and I just, it just felt like something was always looking at me or standing behind me, but I never saw anything or experienced anything, but I went back downstairs, and I had read about how they had done ghost tours, but I didn't know if that was something that was still going on. I'd gone to the website, and they had at that time, they had a little section up the top, a little paranormal section you could click on and listen to some EVPs and some evidence that they had caught their various teams and put on their page. And so I was kind of, this was before I'd ever done any investigating or ghost hunting, but sure did excite me a little bit. But I talked to the girl that was running the place at the time. She's no longer there, but, her name was Angel, and I said, hey, is this place haunted? And she just smiled, and she said, and sometimes when you ask the wrong person that, they may get offended or they may not believe in that sort of thing. But I just took a chance, and she said, oh, let me show you. And she pulls out this video of this. They have one of these racks that sit on top of a table that hold things, either jewelry or postcards or something, mm-hmm. little thing that spins. She said, well, we, you know, we set up the security cameras at night, and they're motion activated, and they will, you know, many times I come back in and there'll be stuff happening on the camera that, you know, from the previous night. And she said, but right. Let me show you this one. And that card thing was spinning around.
Oh, wow.
Now, I've been in that room, and there's no vent or anything near there that would I don't care if you had a ceiling fan right above it on full blast. It would not be enough to generate that thing moving like that. And she goes, oh, yeah. And she goes, there's stuff that happens here all the time. And so that kind of – that hooked me right there. So when I found out, she told me to look, you know, online for – they were going to have some events coming up, and I did. And that was the first place I ever did an investigation. I signed up for an investigation, and that was the very first place I went. And I've been going back there. I've been back there so many times now. I feel like it's home. I feel like you
there.
Have a connection with the place, sort of like I have with the Manor House. It's like you return, you know, it's a go-to spot for you. And many of you know what I'm talking about. You have a special place that you always can go to that you enjoy. Sometimes it's like the cabin on 360. Or maybe it's
right.
Old House Woods, or maybe it's the Manor
right.
House or the Exchange Hotel. It's a place that you go and you say, no matter, you know, if I've been there 100 times, it don't matter. I'll still go. And so,
that's how I feel about, like, Duke of Gloucester Street and Williamsburg. I mean, I love the cabin on 360, Old House Woods. I feel a sense of place at Duke of Gloucester Street. I don't know why. I don't know. I feel very, very, very connected there. And it could be a past life thing, you know, where, you know, maybe I was there in a past life. I don't know, but I feel very connected. If I'm under, you know, stress or whatever, and I really want to clear my head out, that's where I go. And I'll just sit there.
You know,
my grounding spot.
Duke of Gloucester Street. Yeah, Duke of Gloucester Street is a great history mm-hmm. location. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that went on there, and a lot of bad stuff that went on there, and you know, then you know, it's right there at our famous Peyton Randolph House.
Yes,
and you know, for those that aren't familiar with that, if you just look that up, it's one of the most haunted places. That you can go, and rightfully so. It's just a lot of stuff has happened there. But people have experienced things, even though you can't go in the building. And when they do ghost tours there, there's still people that experience stuff outside on the property.
Yeah.
Every night.
Definitely. Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, and it's a creepy-looking house now that they painted it all red. And so
right.
it just... If you're in Williamsburg and you're in the historical part, you need to walk by there or go by there, and go by there at night and do one of the ghost tours. They're very good. I took one again last year. I'm going to take one again in a few weeks when I go back to Williamsburg. But I learned something every time I go. So
right.
on the one I went on last year, I learned some stories and some ghost stories, things that I'd never heard before, because we went further back and went to a different street, and that's where that tour went.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, you know, next time I come here and I'm by myself or with somebody else, I'm gonna investigate this place back here
right.
at night. It's a public
yeah.
street.
Yeah.
I can do that. I'm not breaking any laws. But very active place.
Very. I think we can get. I was going to say, I think we could get together with DC on that, and I'm sure. I know I told him when I came back from Florida, I'd be hooking up with him, and you know, seeing what's a good night to go do one of his tours. So DC, if you're still on the live, let us know what's a good night, what's a good time. So we'll, you know, come out there. It's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. DC is a cool guy, and
yeah,
I love what he does with his page and what he brings to the paranormal world, and you know, certainly Williamsburg, just by the amount of ghost tours that they have going on, and it's every freaking night and multiple times
yeah.
during the night, there are a lot of people interested in ghost tours.
That's
and
right.
I know Williamsburg is one of these places that everybody goes to, no matter where they live in the country, at least once in their life. Mm-hmm. They can say they've been to Williamsburg, Virginia, and rightfully so, but they obviously go to ghost tours at night too, because I've been there on like a Wednesday night, and it's been a sold out tour. You know,
I know.
In college,
all his tours are sold out.
What are these kids doing at 11 o'clock at night? You know, and the tour
yeah.
is sold out. So.
Yeah, his tours stay sold out, and so he's just going to have to give us a special tour or do a special. You know, he's going to have to do something special with us, because I went on his links to go see what night I wanted to go. They were all sold out, every single one of them. I'm like, well, how am I supposed to go?
I know.
Damn
and,
it.
And you know, they have to cap it at a, I've been on one where they, I think it was capped at like 20 people, 25 people.
Yeah.
And he said, we just don't like any more than that, because then the crowd is just too big, and
yeah.
trying to talk to that many people,
right?
It's maddening to get it any larger than that. But
that's right.
I have a whole new respect for Williamsburg and the historic streets there down in the historic section. And
yeah,
so you know, we've talked Williamsburg quite a bit tonight, so I'm sure everybody's going to be checking out. And even Yorktown, the whole triangle, it needs to get
I'll get that
love.
Posted somehow to you. I'll forward it. We got about 6 minutes left on the show, but what I'll do is I'll forward you that message, not the message, but the history information that was sent to me today about the one at the Diggs house, the first Friday of every month, 6 o'clock, $10. It's more of, like I said, a historical / ghost walk.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You know, I've done the ghost tours there in Yorktown, where you start at one end of the street and go to the other, and I loved it. I mean, I thought mm-hmm. I didn't know that much about Yorktown, and seeing those places at night, it was pretty cool. And Yorktown's a great little town to walk around
mm-hmm.
at night, and I didn't know all those stories. It's filled with its share of disaster and murders,
right?
A lot of bad stuff that happened that have left an imprint, but there's a lot of places around Richmond that are the same way. I mean, there's
right.
we've talked about the cabin on 360 quite a bit, but you know, there's Henricus, and you know, that place mm-hmm. is really going to start opening to some other, you know, to some a lot of events that are going to be coming up. I know in October there are several events at Henricus all through the weekends of October that various paranormal groups are doing their thing there. And then I also heard that there's a chance that I don't think I'm breaking any code or ethics here, but I've heard that the Tennessee Wraith Chasers, the Mike and Chris and Brandon, will be working with Haunted Nights and coming to Pamplin Park.
Nice.
So with Dennis's with Dennis helping out and everything, and or his group leading the way, a great teamwork and coordination between not only two teams, but bringing in some, the famous people,
right.
The people, that will open things up. Anytime Chris and Mike do an event anywhere, people from all over find out about it and they just show up. I mean, I wouldn't call
right.
them groupies, but they're groupies. I mean, come on. I mean, it's, I'm telling you, they put on an event at the Exchange. Here's all I had to do. I found out about it through Twitter because I follow those guys on Twitter. And they put the event. They said, we're going to be at the Exchange. And it was in July. And this was mm-hmm. in May or June when I found out about it. And I put it on Facebook. By the end of the day, I had 92 responses
nice.
To that post. And it was like, how do I get tickets? You don't have a link for tickets. I want a ticket. I had people messaging me, can you give me a ticket? And I'm like, I'm not selling the tickets. I'll provide the link and you can go in there and buy your ticket. But I said, I'd do it quick because I think it's going to sell out. And it did. It sold out pretty quick. But
right.
I was looking at some of the teams and the places these people were. They were from Tennessee, Kentucky. A lot of people weren't from Virginia. They just
right.
found out about it because they've got a national draw. You put that at Pamplin
right.
Park, yeah. they're going to be at Henricus in October. That Henricus
right.
event will sell out. Or it's already sold out. I'm not sure. But if they do the Pamplin Park thing, it'll sell out. And you're talking about that place because of the acreage. You'll be able to get a lot of people to be able to participate in that. So
right. We got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, we always run out of time or run up against it. I'll just say, if you've had a chance, anybody that's listening out there, go to virginiaparanormalevents.com, the webpage. My friend Jeff Watts puts that out, takes care of it, puts all the articles. It's freaking amazing. He learned how to do this, and he's become professional at it, and he loves finding articles and not only events, things that all about different paranormal things that are going on. He's got even a place on that page that what happened, in this particular month in the paranormal world, in previous years and things like that. So he just goes deep into it, and not only has the upcoming events, but if you go to paranormalevents.com or the Facebook page. I try to keep it up to date. There's so many things that, that happen not only in the state but outside of the state. And I know next year there's
right.
a lot of some events are going to move outside the state, which is even more exciting. But it's starting to happen.
Yeah, it is. It's starting to really take off as far as paranormal stuff. So that's really cool. But I always appreciate you coming on my show, always.
I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody out there and the love and support
yeah.
that y'all show each other and the respect that y'all give to each other. It's amazing. So when I go to some of these events and I see people for the first time or meet them, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I've made so many
yeah.
friends and we always have a good time. The
yeah.
investigation's the second part, That's only
they
the
are.
Icing on the cake.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you
Jerry,
coming on. I'm going to, yes, and we'll get together soon, and I'm going to turn it over to Ryan.
All right. Fantastic. See ya.
Thank you.